everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with a certified financial group right here on WDBO 107.3 and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. It's all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Chris Toadvine over there at 1111 Douglas Avenue. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Kyle.
How are you doing? How are you guys today?
Good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Yeah, we've got an echo going on here. Do you have any idea what we're doing?
Nope. Do not, but we'll figure it out as we go.
While I
figure out this echo here, Joe, what are we on the radio to do today?
Well, Chris and I are here to take questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances, anything that you want to talk about regarding your IRA, 401k, long-term health care, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, and more. Hey, Kyle, I just figured it out. Yeah, well, first of all, let our listeners know that we've been doing our programs remotely up here at our offices in Altamont Springs.
Yes.
And we've also been broadcasting. We've been doing video. So we can throw that out in just a minute. But in times past, we were never able to hear ourselves in the microphone, in the headphones. And now we can hear ourselves. And that's the echo that I'm talking about.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you there, Mr. Technical Guy?
Yes. It does.
Anything I need to do here? Yeah?
Well, you have to deal with the echo today because...
Okay, all right. No worries.
That's fine. I can't troubleshoot it to you on the radio right now.
Okay.
So you have to get through that.
Okay.
In the meantime, let's continue on. So what are we doing on the radio today?
Well, once again, this is the only financial call-in show that's hosted exclusively by certified financial planner professionals. We're here to take your questions. Chris and I and 10 other certified financial planners work with our clients as fiduciaries, doing financial planning and providing investment advice for a fee Monday through Friday. But on Saturday morning, we are here absolutely free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, things that might be on your mind, decisions that you're trying to make about your pension, about your IRAs, what you ought to be doing, these are the things that we deal with day in and day out. So if you have any questions, the good news for you, the lines are absolutely wide open, and call these numbers.
844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. 2-6. Brand new number, so we want to keep that in everybody's mind. You know, fresh frequencies, fresh number. So we'll make sure we go into our book there, in our phone book, in our phone, and change the numbers for the WDBO studio and make sure you got the right one so that you can call up and get your question answered again today. Again, 844-580-WDBO. That's the easy way to remember because it's the radio station's name. 844-580-WDBO. But if you want to just go ahead and know the numbers, it's 9326. Simple enough. Joe, it's been busy, and not only can they listen to us on the radio this morning, they can watch us if they have Facebook. Go over to facebook.com and put On the Money podcast in the search bar. So if you put On the Money podcast in the search bar, you'll be able to pull up the page, and that will be easy enough for you just to watch live, and you can check out the videos of previous shows and all of the callers. So if there was a caller that you heard a couple of weeks ago and said, "Ooh, that's right, I remember that question, I wanted to look it up again," you can do that, or you can do it on YouTube. Put Certified Financial Group in the YouTube page. Joe, you had something to say.
I did. I learned this week that the old 96.5 is still available if you have HD2 on your car radio. And believe me, I didn't even know I had that on my car radio.
Most people don't.
Honest to gosh.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're driving around with a late model car last 3 or 4 years, chances are you have HD radio. It's HD2.
I wouldn't say that. Let's talk about it. Let's go through HD radio here. If you look at your dashboard and you have the HD radio logo on your dashboard,
now, where do you see that?
It's on your dashboard.
All right.
It's on your dashboard around the radio somewhere because most of the models that have it have the logo on there. And that indicates that you have the HD radio. And you go to 96.5, you click on 2, and you'll hear WDBO. If you don't see the logo, because not all cars in the past 2 years have it, Nissan, Honda, Ford has it in there now. Nissan's been putting them in since 2014. So
BMW has it.
BMW has it, yes. And
Kia.
Audi has it.
Toyota has it.
Not all Kia models have it. Not all models have it in some of those.
Okay.
So it's very difficult to say what model and what year. So just say very generically, if you see the HD Radio logo on your dashboard somewhere around the radio, whether it's on the radio or on the outside plastic casing, you have an HD radio and you can pick us up on 96.5 HD2. Clearly Joe has it and he didn't even know it. But most people don't know what it is. But it's very difficult to identify which car because some cars have it, some models have it. You know, I know the Mercedes has one, but the 4 doesn't, or the SL doesn't, but the other one does. So instead of going down that rabbit hole, just say, look at your dashboard. If you see the HD radio logo, you have it and you can tune to 96.5 HD2.
There you go.
I'll make that as easy as I possibly can for people with HD radio. But Chris Toadvine, topic of the day, a planning case study, investment process plus planning equals better outcome. Just by saying that, I felt like I was back in algebra class.
Did you? Well, that was kind of the intent, Kyle. I had to work some pluses, minuses, and equal signs into the and create a formula out of just the title, but the idea here is that even in the medical community, they use something called evidence-based practices. And what that is on a given topic, things have been researched and studied by countless others and often academics to identify what are the best practices. And then the community will follow those best practices consistently with the idea being that it gives a better outcome. I wanted to circle back and look at a situation that I dealt with one of my clients and then had an update on this week that I think can be instructive for all of us, Joe.
Let's do it.
So, you know, and I think what this does is really underscores the importance of working with a certified financial planner and dealing with someone who has an investment process, number one, that they can articulate to you. Secondly, the importance of having a plan, you know, a blueprint, a roadmap, Joe. We don't go on vacation without first knowing where we're going, right, and kind of mapping it out or at least looking on the phone or something. Or here, the construction that we have going on in our office. We were just talking about it. And there's a bigger blueprint that's in place there that that Adam has been following and getting great result.
We hope.
So, nonetheless, I wanted to just take a few minutes and refresh our memory because we talked about this about 2 months ago, I think, in May. And this is a client whose father had passed away, and he had bought several. I say he bought. Let me pause there.
He was sold.
He had a broker, and this was a broker out of state, so fortunately not in our local community here, and we hope that there are not these kinds of brokers or advisors in our community, but nonetheless, he had several income-based investments, and we talked about the danger of just investing for income, and so I thought I would just give our listeners an update. So we had...
So before you get into that, let's explain what you mean by income-based investments.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Sure. So there are a couple different schools of thought on investing, but income-based investments are those investments that are designed to generate, I would say, an above-average rate of income, right? And so we talked about if U.S. Treasuries, 10-year Treasury is paying 0.5% or a little above that, and you're offered an investment that pays 5%, 6%, 7%, in today's environment, you have to be a little leery. You have to at least question. Excuse me, and understand why is that? Why? How can I be offered such a higher rate than what's prevailing right now? And so those could be real estate types of investments. Those could be stock-based investments. They could be high-yield bonds. And it's not that they're always inappropriate, but what is important to understand is how is this investment offering me so much more than the prevailing rate, and understand that.
How much risk am I taking to get that extra return?
Well, that's exactly the point, Joe, because if you're getting that extra return, there is an inherent risk that I think a lot of times investors are not aware of. And in this case, I can almost assure you that Dad was not aware of it. So, you know, by way of review, he had a focused dividend strategy fund that he bought mid-2018, May of 2018. At the end of April, when we first talked about it, he was down 25%. Now, this was after the market had rebounded for us quite a bit. At the end of June, this is the update. And good news, I guess, to some degree, he's only down 23%. So it bounced back. And I don't laugh at his loss, but but that's the, you know, that's the only one that has bounced back. And so over the last couple of years and couple of months, he's down 23%. And over that same time frame, for example, the S&P is up about 13.5% and bonds were up about 12.5%. So had he just had some combination of those, he would have done. He would have been positive and not had a loss, even if not a lot. The next was an alternative investment. And you know, Joe, these often have a panache value and they're private placements and they you know, there can be a place for them. But again, you must understand what is in the actual investment. This one was purchased in October of 2014. At the end of April, it was down about 28%. Unfortunately, I have bad news. As of the end of June, it's down 68%. 68%. Ouch. Yeah, that's painful. And so over the same dates, the S&P was up about 44% and bonds were up about 8%.
Right.
So again, if he just had some combination of those, he would have been in the positive. And then the last one was an enhanced value trust. And that was, again...
I love the names, Enhanced Value Trust. Well, that sounds really sexy.
Makes it feel special.
Sexy.
Well, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And so when you hear this, and when he bought these, I'm sure they were paying pretty decent rates of income, 5%, 6%, 7%. And he thought, hey, if they're paying that rate of income, the principal's probably going to be saved.
Plus, it's enhanced value. How can you go wrong? And it's a trust.
That's exactly right. An enhanced value trust, it could never go south. And so at the end of April, it was down 37. At the end of June, down 36. So again, he's owned this 2 years. He's lost more than a third of his investment. And over that same time frame, we've had choppy markets for sure. The S&P was up about 8%, and bonds were actually up 11. So again, if he had any combination of those, he would at least been to the positive. So, you know, I should point out that these returns don't consider the income that the investments generated, which would help offset some of the losses. But again, there's income generated on the S&P and the bonds.
You have a heart attack looking at a statement and finding it's down 35% or 60-some% on an investment. You're never coming back from that.
You're never coming back from that, Joe, and you know that. And when you're down, you've lost two-thirds of your investment. You know, you just hope to salvage something. Now, the rest of the story. So I met with his daughter this week. And they held on to these investments because of, when I say investment process, so if there was an investment process, I've never seen a fiduciary advisor who structured a portfolio the way his was structured. So that's number one, that if you're dealing with a fiduciary who is implementing proper diversification, he wouldn't have experienced, in my opinion, that level of loss.
No question about it.
So and that's the investment process piece, and we can talk about that more. But then secondly is planning. Because unfortunately, Dad had a late wife, and she had passed away. And guess what? There were no contingent beneficiaries on any of his accounts.
Ouch.
And so what did that lead to? So again, this is the planning piece.
Yeah.
Again, within the context of his investments, this is the importance of having a blueprint, having a trusted advisor that you can talk to about what's going on in your life, who's checking in with you routinely, who's talking about your situation, not only monitoring your investments, but hey, what's going on in your life, and has a relationship with you ideally such that if your wife passes, they're going to raise the red flag and say, hey, we need to add some new beneficiaries on your accounts.
Or at least revisit them.
Have the conversation.
So now you've got a probate mess.
So now you have a probate mess, and that's what they're dealing with, unfortunately. So there's been a delay, which led to not being able to do anything with these subpar investments, until they identified who can serve here as personal representative. And then ultimately, the state identify who are the beneficiaries based on that state's law. And so that's where they are. And so there's been an unnecessary delay of months that has probably cost them money as they've had to hold on to these investments. And
plus
the investments
fees
went down. Plus, you hit it on the head, plus legal fees, thousands of dollars in legal fees. So unfortunately, it only got worse with our update meeting. And it's just what you don't want to hear. And I got to tell you, this client was so sweet. And she just thanked me because we've had this conversation with her. And You know, right. in the past, if something happened to you and your husband, right. then who? And so I think that that is the importance of having a financial planner, not just a broker.
Who and is a certified financial planner. I mean, our listeners need to understand the distinction, because as you and I know, virtually anybody can call themselves a financial planner. So they use financial planner, investment advisor, investment manager, wealth manager, whatever the term is. But the certified financial planner is the distinction. And that's the key, because we have a fiduciary responsibility to our clients to do exactly what you said.
And Joe, I want to go in a little bit more on that, because that's something very important. But we're up against the three big things we need to know. So we'll talk about certified. I get that all the time on the phone lines. What makes them certified? So Joe's going to easily go into that when we come back. But right now, if you want to join the conversation or have your question answered or ask a follow-up question for anything that Chris Todvine just said, number to dial us up is 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. We also have Russell online. We'll talk to him on the other side as we plan tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO.
Now the three big things you need to know.
If you need help putting some food on the table, you can take advantage of a free food drive this morning in Central Florida. I'll tell you where in the news at 9:30. Some 800 workers assisting Florida's unemployment agency with handling calls are themselves being laid off this month. President Trump is getting his licks in when it comes to a tell-all book by his niece, Mary Trump.
Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers to questions do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but is limited to the dissemination of general information. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the options presented. Certified Advisory Corp is registered as an investment advisor with the SEC and only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements.
All right, welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 90 WDBO 107.3 and AM 580, Orlando News and Talk. It's going to get me in. I almost said it. Right now, we are 3 minutes away from latest news, weather, and traffic with Dave Wall over the News 96.5 Newsroom. I said it again. Russell in Flagler Beach has a question for Joe Bird and Chris Todvine, who's over at 1111 Douglas Avenue, as we continue our social distancing on the radio here today. But if you want to give us a call, 844-580-9326. That is the number to dial us up, 844-580-9326. Russell, you're on with the Certified Financial Group. Good morning.
Good morning,
hey,
Russell.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. How you doing?
Good.
What's up? I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good.
I got some money in savings. I've never had money in savings before. In the last 2 years, I became debt-free and just been piling my car payment, my house payment that I was paying into the savings accounts. And I have made a $6,000 investment at 3.5% in a last week. Loaned someone $16,000 at 6.5%, a lifelong friend. And I've got $35,000 sitting in the bank, and it's drawing pennies. Where can I put some of that money that's going to make me more?
Well, Russell, I would say you're not alone in your dilemma. And first of all, let's pause and just congratulate you for getting out of debt and saving. So it sounds like you're on the right track, and I commend you for that. Now, the next step is, what do you do with your cash? And it sounds like you have identified a couple things there locally to invest in at 3.5, I think you said, and 6.5 with your friend. However, a couple thoughts. This is a tough environment for fixed type investments. So in other words, if you go to your bank and look at CDs, or as you figured out, in a savings account, you're not making anything. And so, correct. Unfortunately, what that does oftentimes is cause people who are savers to want to become investors, to try to grow their money and get a higher rate of return. And you do that through investing generally in stocks, bonds, and real estate. And so that's where you can use mutual funds. I mean, I think before you do that, I would want to be sure you had a proper cash reserve based on your living expenses. So also, some people refer to that as an emergency fund. But then beyond that, once you have a good emergency fund, I think you would want to start investing in diversified mutual funds. What do you think, Joe?
Without question, because as you said, you cannot get that any kind of livable rate of return today. It's everybody's suffering with that. And there was an article in the Wall Street Journal this week that I give a lot of credibility to, that we're going to be living in this low interest rate environment for a long time. And the major reason is the government has no incentive to increase interest rates because that increases the interest on the national debt. And 1 and 2% interest rates make a huge difference in our ability to pay that stuff off. And it's not only here in the United States, it's around the world.
That's right.
So we're going to be dealing with a low interest rate environment for a long time. And another article I read, there's about $5 trillion sitting in cash in money market accounts, CDs, savings, low interest bearing accounts. And that money has to find a home somewhere, because if you look at the need that pension plans have, foundations have, not-for-profits, just you and I, to get a decent rate of return on our money for growth, it has to be invested. So I think that bodes well long-term for the market, despite what you might be hearing from the pundits about the political environment. You know, there's a lot of fear out there about what's going to happen if the Dems take over. So we can get back to that after the break.
Yeah, we've got coming up on the latest news, weather, and traffic. Russell, thanks so much for the phone call. If you're on Russell's line, it's 844-580-9326. 844-580-9326. Brand new frequencies, brand new number. It's easy to remember. And we will continue to do what we've done here on WDBO for the past 30 years, and that's planned tomorrow.
Today.
With the Certified Financial Group right here on News 90.1073 and AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. Welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO FM 1073 AM 580, Orlando's News and Talk. It's all part of our Ask the Experts weekend, as we are here every Saturday at 9 a.m. as we've been for the past 30 years here on WDBO with Joe Bird and the Certified Financial Group. But the phone number has changed to get in touch with them. It's 844-580-9326. That is 844-580-9326. Want to keep that in the back of your mind, a new number in case, as we part of the conversation the next couple of 5-10 minutes, if you will, and go, ooh, that's something I want to learn more about. Well, I'm giving you the number right now. Put it in your phone, 844-580-9326. Joe, for anybody that may have joined us during the latest news, weather, and traffic, what can they call you about?
Well, Chris Todvine and I are here this morning to answer questions that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. As certified financial planners, for Monday through Friday, we do financial planning, investment management for a fee through our investment advisory firm. And we answer questions that our clients are dealing with. What am I at or near retirement? I've got decisions to make about my 401k, about IRAs. I've accumulated these assets. How do I turn in lifetime income? And how do I at least give myself a fighting chance to still have money in the bank when I'm 93 years old and maybe not living on more than Social Security? And that's what planning is all about. That's how our distinction is, that we do financial planning for a fee for our clients. We don't offer you a free, call within the next 10 minutes and we're going to give you a free financial plan. We don't use any gimmicks. We tell you up front what our fee will be, but we offer you a complimentary consultation to get to know us, what we do, and how we do it. And incidentally, Rodney Ownby, certified financial planner and certified public accountant, is also here in the office this morning. You can reach him off the air at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a legal document. So Rodney, we'd be glad to take your call, and Chris and I are here to take your calls. By the way, this is the only financial call-in show that is hosted exclusively by certified financial planner professionals. So take advantage of Chris's and I, limited brain power this morning on a Saturday morning, but we're here social distancing up at our offices up here in Altamont Springs, and we invite your call. So once again, those numbers are
844-580-WDBO, 844-580-9326. Yeah, we had Mark who called in, but, we got a little shy, did not want to go on the air. So I was glad to that you just gave out the office number and reminded everybody that they can call the Certified Financial Group right now. Rodney Ownby is standing by. One more time, the number to Joe, in case anybody doesn't want to go on the radio today.
407-869-9800, 407-869-9800. or 1-800-EXECUTE, or on the web at financialgroup.com. You can check us all out, what we do and how we do it as well. It's financialgroup.com.
Many different ways to check in. Mike in Orlando has no problem going on the radio this morning. Let's check in with him. Mike, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
What's good morning. Up? Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Absolutely.
I just had a question regarding some real estate. I own a house. I currently have a mortgage on. It's about maybe 145. The house is probably estimated or somewhere probably around 250. I also have a small second on that, so it's about 40 more thousand onto that. But I do own a duplex, free and clear. And the duplex is probably valued somewhere around maybe 230 to 250, somewhere in that range. I've asked my CPA a couple of times whether I should take a loan out on the duplex to get another property, you know, and just use that money for another rental property. And he told me that it really wouldn't be, because you would just have, I guess, more liability, and it really wouldn't matter how many properties that you have, because you would still be shifting, you know, the mortgage from one property to another to another to another. So I just wanted to get some info on that.
Well, let's talk about the liability. Are you talking about the financial liability of having a mortgage payment, or are you talking about the liability of being sued and losing the property?
No. The liability of the mortgage payment.
The financial. Okay. All right. So, Well, that's what leverage is all about. I mean, you've got an asset there in the duplex that doesn't have a mortgage. You have the ability to take a mortgage on that property, take that and put it as down payment on another piece of property, and then continue the process. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as you're buying good property and they cash flow and you can maintain those properties and keep them if, God forbid, we have another downturn. But once again, it's all a function of how aggressive you want to be. That's the real decision that you have to make.
Yeah, I would agree, Joe. And Mike, appreciate the question. It's a good one. I think it's pretty common amongst real estate investors. And, you know, what I would say is if you ask a couple different planners, you're probably going to get a couple different answers, because it really boils down to philosophy and your comfort level, like Joe said, with taking risk. And I think that borrowing against your duplex to buy another one, you're taking more risk, let's face it, because if both of those tenants, and it may be unlikely, but what if they both walk away at the same time? You got to be sure you have deep enough pockets to cover those mortgage payments and anything else associated with the maintenance of those properties until you can find some new tenants. And that's where more than one real estate investor has gotten in trouble. So I am more on the conservative end of the spectrum that says, hey, you know, pile up some cash from that duplex and then come up with your down payment and do it that way. Because then if you get the perfect storm, you know, which look at this situation we're in now. I mean, no one anticipated it, and yet here we are. And, you know, the reality is people are always going to need a place to live. But, you know, it's possible that both your tenants decide to up and relocate in the same month, and then there you are, you know, standing holding the bag when the music stops. So that's no fun. And I think it really boils down to how much risk you want to take. If you're a risk taker and gambler, that's what you see a lot of these bigger developers, Joe, right? They let it all hang out, and they just leverage. And while things are going up, that plan works. But when things go south, it can present a problem.
Yeah, so your CPA is being very conservative about it. But once again, it gets down to cash flow, and that's a decision as to what your ability is to sustain a downturn.
And right. Well, last thing that's you want why to do, I called you.
Let's go back as well. Okay. Well, we appreciate the call.
Yeah. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate
you're welcome.
Your help.
And you know, the overarching thing here is in real estate, you know, we talk about real estate as if it's a generic kind of investment. But real estate, you can have great real estate property that really just soars up in value, and then you can buy a dud that you didn't realize that it's going downhill. Real estate has to be analyzed. You have to really do a deep dive on the quality of that investment and the probability that it's going to increase in value. But real estate is a great investment.
Right.
Many people, too, once they get into it, they realize it wasn't as easy as they thought.
That's right, particularly being a landlord.
That's correct. But appreciate the call, Mike.
Well, thank you. Thank you, guys. Okay,
thanks for calling, Mike.
Thanks for the call. You too.
All righty, Mike. Thank you so much. If you want Mike's line, number to dial us up, 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. And I said Mark was in Lake Mary. Didn't want to go on the radio. But then, you know what? He called back and said, you know what? I want to talk to the Oracle of Orlando and Chris Toadvine live on the radio. So here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Mark in Lake Mary. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Ta-da!
Hey, welcome back, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Thank you very much.
What's up?
Hey, I do have a question for you. And this is my issue. Right now, we have about $50,000 in discretionary. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do with it. And one person we talked to at the bank had recommended something called the Barclay Buffered Super Note. I read some of the stuff about it. I'm not real sure exactly what that does for me. It seems to track the S&P, but I'm not sure if that's really a good thing to do with it. My wife and I were should we dump it into the stock market, into some of the Vanguard funds we have, or should we buy another rental house because we have some rental properties? So just wanted your opinion.
Well, that's a great question, Mark, and if you were listening earlier, you heard it in a little bit different earlier. So you're not alone in asking these questions, and let me ask you this. What is the ultimate purpose for this money, and when are you going to need it?
Yeah, the purpose is just invest and grow it. I don't anticipate needing it anytime in the next 10 years or longer. It's just some money that we're looking to invest. We've had it for a while. We did some investing with it a while back. It came back. We made a little bit of money on it, but not a lot. We earned about 4.5% on it when we did something else with it. Now it's matured and come out, and we're just trying to decide where we want to put it. We have some other investments, obviously. We have about 4 rental houses that we have, and some other investments in the stock market and Vanguard and Fidelity and some other things. But no one's really planned it out for me, I'll be honest with you. So we're just kind of doing it on our own.
Well, yeah. You're like the rest of America. That's what, unfortunately, most of America does. They try some of this and try some of that and try to, one day they look at it and say, well, really, what are we doing and how much risk are we taking that maybe we don't need to be taking this much risk? And it sounds like you've done a nice job of accumulating assets with the funds that you have, the Vanguard funds and Fidelity funds, not knowing exactly how those are allocated, and then the real estate that you have. And you sound like a fairly sophisticated guy, but the most important thing that you need is what Chris and I opened the program with, and that's really a plan. I'm not trying to sell you a plan, but unfortunately, we go through life experimenting, if you will, and then we realize that maybe we shouldn't have done that, or maybe we should have done that. And the purpose of a plan is to give you peace of mind, to show you where you are and what you need to do now so you don't look back 5 or 10 years from now and say, gee, I wish I'd have known, or gee, I'm sorry I did. And the plan will show you with a high degree of precision, based on reasonable assumptions, based on data that you give us in terms of your lifestyle and what you want to achieve and what your risk tolerance is, of how to invest your money. And it could very well, see, what you threw at us was a product. This Barclay, what's it called? Barclay's
Buffered Super Note. Panache. That one ranks right up there, Joe. That's a bestseller, I think. So.
But that's exactly what you need. So we can't really opine on what you ought to do with that money. But you bring up a question that really needs to be solved by virtually all of our listeners out there, unless you've worked with a certified financial planner, because this is the challenge that we all have. You know, I went to school and I studied corporate finance, business law, accounting, economics, all the things that you would think would prepare me to make good personal financial decisions. And I really didn't realize how ignorant I was until I had to start making those personal decisions.
Well, that's exactly right, Joe. And I think, Mark, I mean, first of all, props to you. You have done a good job, it sounds like, in accumulating. But I will tell you, and maybe caution you a little bit, one thing I've seen is that as folks accumulate assets, you know, thinking that there are these next level assets that have a mystique about them that can generate a higher return, that are limited only to the wealthy. And there are some investments like that, maybe. But I got to tell you, whenever you talk to someone, and I'm not picking on your bank, but Joe and I see this all the time. And for those of us that are financial architects, that draw a blueprint and work from that blueprint, And that involves lots of input from you in this case, or our clients who explain to us what are they trying to accomplish, what is the bigger goal. I think sometimes these investments, you go into the bank and they lead, like Joe said, with a product. And that's a dangerous way to invest, because it never you, that's how you do end up with a little of this and a little of that. And it would be like cooking, not knowing what you're having for dinner, but you just go to the pantry and grab the first seven things you see and throw them in a pot. And how do you think it's going to taste at the mealtime? So I think that, as Joe said, I would just second that and reiterate the importance of having a plan. Secondly, I would say, and more specifically, to this super note that you have been offered, what it is it probably guarantees you principal to some degree. Oftentimes, if it falls substantially, it doesn't guarantee, but maybe it absorbs the first 10, 20, 30%. Who knows? They're all different. And I will tell you, if you read the fine print, you will see that those you can lose all your money in them in the event of a you know, unthinkable scenario. So just know that. And but it will limit you on the upside. And when you say you've got 10 years, you've got a long time horizon. I think it comes back to your personal temperament, what you're trying to accomplish, which we can't know. But you're going to substantially govern your returns in an investment like that versus, I would say, a market-based investment or even real estate over that long a time frame.
Right. That's right.
So.
All right, Mark. Well, thank you so much for the phone call, and thanks for going on the radio. If Joe, if the Mark wants to have some follow-up questions or talk to you guys this week, what's the number to do that?
407-869-9800. In fact, you can reach Rodney Ownby in our office right now if you want to talk to him off the air, or 1-800-EXECUTE as if you're executing a legal document. Rodney, we'd be glad to talk to you. He's a certified financial planner in addition to being a CPA. He is one of the dozens certified financial planners that we have here up in Altamont Springs. So as I said, we work with our clients Monday through Friday for a fee, working with them as fiduciaries. We're offering second opinions to our clients, and we invite your call or your inquiry. We're also doing virtual meetings. Chris and I are doing a lot of virtual meetings today. Some folks, because of what's going on coronavirus-wise, we do a great job here of sanitizing the offices every 2 hours and wearing face masks and have air purifiers going and so on and so forth. But some people just feel more comfortable. In fact, in many cases, it's more convenient. So you can be in your pajamas. Yeah. We'll be in our pajamas if you like.
Well, speak for yourself, Joe.
We'll be glad to see you on the air. So if you want more information about that, yeah. And we also have an office down in the Windermere area that Rodney and Denise Kovach stop into periodically. So if you're down in that particular area, you want to have a face-to-face meeting with either one of them, they'd be glad to do it as well. So you can find out more information about what we do and how we do it as certified financial planners by going to our website. That's financialgroup.com. Financialgroup.com. You can, in fact, you can make a reservation for upcoming workshops. Gary Abley right now is having one going on Countdown to Retirement, and he's got viewers from around the country tuning in today for that. So you can go to our website, go to workshops. He's doing virtual workshops. You know what the one is next month in September? What it is?
I'm not sure what it is.
Well, we'll let you know here, and I understand we're up against the break there, Mr. Kyle.
We are very much up against the break. So I want to give out the phone number one more time, but I'm afraid we might not even have time to get to you. 844-580-9326. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
The Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO. Time to get the three big things you need to know. Imagine. All right, welcome back. This is On the Money with the Certified Financial Group. But unfortunately, we only have 30 seconds to the latest news, weather, and traffic because we went long on that last segment. So, Joe, really briefly, how can they reach the group this week?
Well, they better than that, they can reach Rodney Ownby right now at the same number.